Brian, remember the dude called in last week mad about Jaden's blankets? And I was like, what the hell does that mean? And you had to explain to me, I guess on the broadcast they show him getting the wraps around his like chest and his ribs. Mm-hmm. I thought they were just talking about like the coat that all quarterbacks have been wearing since like the days of Terry Bradshaw.
Y.A. Tittle was on the damn ball.
Like they just throw that like cloak over them like they're a vampire. So I think sometimes these things are kind of silly and they become questions. But Jaden Daniels got asked yesterday about the wrap that goes on him. Let's let Jaden answer the question, Landini.
Jaden, I know fans are wondering, you know, during the game, in between drives, you put on this wrap on your ribs. What does that do for you, and why do you do that?
It's to stay warm. I mean, it's getting later in the years, it gets colder. You don't want your body parts to get cold, so it's just to stay warm.
Brian, you played football more than a decade. There's a lot of people that don't believe this. I'm curious your take on it.
Well, I didn't wrap a wrap around me, but I sure put that jacket on, and I stood right next to that damn jet thing that shoots. And I also sat on that heated bench. But when you have ribs that have been injured a little bit, what do you have to do? Don't let them get too cold, right? So he said, I'm keeping warm. He ain't had to specify I'm trying to keep my ribs warm. So it is what it is, man. But what I'm learning is no matter what you say, something is going to be taken to what – nobody's going to believe it anyway. They're going to make it what they want it to be. So, hey, next time, just don't answer the damn question.
It was a tricky one, I think, man. Like,
drama?
Sort of, or like what people are asking on Twitter. I think if it looked a little weird. Remember the first game, I guess it was the, who'd they play right after the Panthers? Was that the Bears the next game? And they wrapped up like his whole body. Remember, like, he'd come to the sideline, and they'd use, like, the big ace bandage, like, outside around. That was probably just to keep things tight. You remember what I'm talking about?
No.
Dude, there were videos of it. Like, it was on the broadcast. He came to the sideline, and they put this big old industrial ace bandage.
I guarantee it had something to do with an injury or something.
Yeah, it was the ribs.
It would keep him warm.
It was his first game after the ribs. I feel like we're so used to mysteries and Ron refusing to divulge any information and going back further than that. Was the player injured and the coach forced him to play, or did the player ignore medical advice, and was the medical advice bad? And we're just predetermined. But, you know, because we've dealt with all that legitimately, that like there's this like locked in mental state where there's just extreme skepticism towards all things. And I understand where it comes from, and I'm not even necessarily like condemning that. It's just I don't know or believe that this is how they are operating now. I think
far from that.
Jaden got popped in the ribs bad, and it hurt him, and it's probably going to hurt him the rest of the year, especially when he gets popped again. But I don't think DQ is lying when he says he's healthy. I don't think Jaden is lying when he says the thing is to keep warm. Like what is the conspiracy? Is Jeff available, Landini? I haven't even said good morning to the boys yet.
When
good
a
morning.
Guy pulls his hamstring and then he comes back to play, what does that guy do after the game and after practices? He goes and gets treatment for it. Even after he's back healthy and playing, he still is going to do maintenance. The thing of it is, I've said this many a times, our job is to educate people on stuff and not always entertain their BS, okay? Wish I could just say the real damn word. Because it gets to a point where I get a little sick and tired of stupidity. The job is to give people information, and then when they're way off base, tell them what the truth is and be done with it. But we as media people have gotten into this thing of entertaining stupidity all the time. You know what the facts are. You know what people are doing. If that person wanted to think what they think, they let them think what they think. But when we bring it to the airwaves, we get more people thinking stupid then. Listen to it. Keep moving. Because he said to keep warm. It's to keep his ribs warm. You know, some things you got to read in between the lines. They're not giving you every little word, every little tidbit. So, I don't know, man. It's just like society is going to hell in the handbasket. We entertain the weirdest, most dumb, stupid things in the world and not the intelligent stuff all the time.
It seems like we're trying to create something here. Jeffrey.
It's always that.
Jeffrey, I know that folks are up in arms about this on the social media. Like, what is the theory? What is the thought here?
People think they are trying to hide an injury, but what I'm realizing, it's like the Commander fan base, Washington fan base. We need therapy. We need meditation. We just need to all sit back, relax. Take a couple deep breaths, understand that change is coming, so we can't hold. We got to let the past go. You know, I know it's hard to let the past go because the past is also where we were winning, but for real, we got to let the past go because everyone is holding this ownership to the last ownership when in reality, they know what they're doing. They're professionals. They wouldn't be here, you know. The way they went about hiring everyone, getting help from outside organizations and all of that, they wouldn't be here if they wasn't good at their jobs.
So is the theory that, like, DQ came to the podium Monday and said he's not injured now, like he's lying or that he remained, like, do they think there's a new injury besides the rib injury from the Panthers?
No, they think he was injured in those games, and that's why they were putting so much emphasis on, oh, of course he's not injured now. We were talking about last week. And that
I think he was probably injured in some of those games. Like, playing through it, it was pretty clear. They told us it was week to week and that he was going to be in – it was a pain tolerance issue and that the only thing that helps it is time and rest. I don't see where the conspiracy is.
I don't think it's a conspiracy, but Jeff, you said people don't remember the good past. They don't compare stuff to that. People need to learn how to forget the negative past because that's the only thing they compare everything to. They compare everything to Dan Snyder and his era, what happens, what transpired then.
Disaster, Bill.
It's nothing else. Nobody's complaining about anything. If they try to do something like they did prior to that, nobody complains about that. They complain about all the things that happened then. They got to learn to let that go. If you let go of the good stuff, you damn sure need to let go of the bad stuff.
Let it go. Peter Rosenberg joins us next.